Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate, and I am an evangelist of God's Word. I'm blessed to be here this morning. I just want to thank God for allowing us to wake. Thank God for allowing us to be safe through the night. Thank God for allowing us to have food. Thank God for allowing us to have shelter. And just want to thank God for allowing us to have family that love and care for us. And this morning in our travels, I was thinking about different things. The Pope was here and just different things that are happening in the political realm and different things that are happening in the world. And this weekend, there is a lunar supermoon along with a lunar eclipse, a supermoon, a blood supermoon, and a lunar eclipse. And many have said that that is a sign of the second coming of Christ. And there was supposed to be an asteroid that was supposed to hit the Earth and destroy us all, and neither of those things have happened. And I find it very interesting because it is men of God who are perpetuating some of these stories in the media, and people who may or may not believe, as far as the asteroids go, the scientific aspects of that. People who may have believed in that and then it didn't happen may no longer believe in science, and then those who believe in the Christian part of it, and these men of God have been incorrect on so many times. So people are beginning to lose faith in things, and it leads my mind to think about different scriptures in the Bible, one of which is in Deuteronomy 28. And if you have a Bible handy or on your phone, if you would go there and take a look at it, that scripture is in my mind only because there are rules that is given in the Old Testament. There's a thought in Christianity that believes that we are under the new law when Jesus died for us. And there are those who say, well, you know, he died and all of these things are bestowed upon us. And then you have different preachers that are prosperity, different preachers who, I mean, you just have different sects of individuals and sects of groups that have pulled out different aspects of the word and used that to their benefit, which, At the end of time, people will become self-serving. It also said that we must watch it. It said that people will become lovers of themselves, that it'll be fathers against sons, mothers against daughters. And we do see that on a regular basis. But I just wanted to bring to our attention, both as a counselor and then just as an individual and as an evangelist of God's word, that hope and faith, love, and are most important. Just in the end times, even if we are in the end times, if we're not in the end times, wherever we are, just in the whole spectrum of time, there's just some things that we want to hold on to. We want to believe that we have no control over science, and we have no control over whatever is destined, whatever is going to happen, is going to happen. So we are powerless over our lives. And our lives, in some aspects, become unmanageable, especially if we spend all of our time and our focus on preparing for the end and not living in the present. Also, we came to believe that a power greater can restore us to sanity. That's step two. And the way that is helpful is that there is a power, and there is power in wisdom, knowledge, and instruction, which is the Trinity. As far as Trinity Counseling Services, who are our sponsors, there is power in education, and that's why we have God's Word foundationally to turn to, just in case we get off track and we lose focus. We can always turn to God's Word, and it will at least give us foundation of the things that we see. And then we make a conscious decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. And we just seek God and just ask Him, God, give us the wisdom to know the way in which you have us to go. If you want to call in, join this discussion this morning, the telephone number is area code 347-945-5924. And again, we are grateful to be sponsored by the business Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Just want to give you all that information. Also, the phone number, 704-333-2446, number 336-675-0075. Those are two office numbers. If you would desire to come in and consult, you get a free 30-minute session just to kind of see where you are, what it is you need, and then if we're able to provide you with a service, we'll do so. And if you need to be referred to another process or another program, we will do that as well. So back to our study for this morning, Deuteronomy 28, Blessings for Obedience. And the New International Version states, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord, and this is written by Moses, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Just in that reading, if you fully obey, not partially obey, not kind of obey, not obey today and not tomorrow, but fully obey the Lord your God and carefully. Now, that word carefully is very important. When I deal with my clients, when I deal with individuals, and when I deal with myself, you always want to be careful. You don't want to be careful to the point of worry and anxiousness and anxiety. That's too careful. But carefully follow all his commands I give you today. So this is written, Deuteronomy 28, and is written in list form. You can read it easily in the New International Version, and you can read it in the King James Version. And ever how you read it as a list. And it says, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. So we are created by him, for him, and we will be set high above all the nations on earth. Because there are nations, groups, individuals do not believe, and they're living different ways. But it says that if you do this, you'll be set high above. Now, not high like pride, pridefully high, where you don't want to think more highly of yourself, but set high above, knowing that you're striving for excellence. All these blessings will come on you. Not some, but all of them, and accompany you. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. So you'll be blessed anywhere you are and anywhere you go. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. Thank God for that. Thank God that my children will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd and the lambs of your flock. And we may not have... We may not grow crops, but if we do plant seeds of money, seeds of time, seeds of resources, seeds. If you plant those crops of your land, then you will reap from those. Young of your livestock, if you do have farms, and if this is literal, if you have that, then it says those will be blessed as well. The calves of your herd and the lambs of your flock, they will be blessed. Your basket and your kneading trough would be blessed. Back then, I imagine that they had baskets that had flour and different things that they made bread with, and that would be blessed also. It wouldn't spoil. That's important information, and we thank God just for the list. And your kneading trough would be blessed. So then that means that you're not going to be hungry either. Now, I'm sure that literally that means bread and the makings of it, but figuratively, then the bread would be what? We don't need bread alone or whatever the New Testament scripture says about bread, and then it describes what bread is. So either way it goes, that will be blessed also. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. So there again, wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you enter into, whatever situation you enter into, you will be blessed as well. And it said that the Lord will grant that the enemy who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Well, we just thank God for that, because we know that in the mentioning of the seven times stronger, the spirit goes out, so the children may devour, and it returns back seven times stronger. Well, it's going to return back seven times stronger, and gratefully, that if it comes at you seven times stronger, then it'll go out seven times seven stronger away from you if you obey the Lord your God. So if we're thinking about addiction, alcoholism, and just behaviors that we have, and if we obey God, and if those things are turning us away from God, and we want to turn back to God, then we must realize that those things, the enemy who rise up against you, if frustration, confusion, anger, rage, any of those things rise up against you, it'll come at you in one direction. It may come at you through your family, may come at you through your job, may come at you through your finances, may come at you through your mate, may come at you different ways, but it will also leave. And we just thank God for that. And it says that the Lord will send a blessing on your barn and on everything you put your hand to. So he will bless where you store your stuff, he'll bless your home, he'll bless your family, he will bless all those things and everything you put your hands to. So whatever you put your time, energy, and resources into, he will bless that. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land that he is giving you. You have to make sure that the Lord is giving you that land and no one else is giving you that land. It also said the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Then all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, the crops of your ground, and the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. And we just thank God just for that word, because that's probably where many of the prosperity preachers get stuck at, the abundance of prosperity. And it just says that if you know, God is going to give you those things, but you have a duty and a responsibility as well. And it is not so much as an exchange, you just must just be and do. Also says that the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. And you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will also always be at the top, never at the bottom. And it says, do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. Making the identification with what these other gods are, what these behaviors are, what those things are that are turning us away from God, turning us away from following his commands, turning us away from keeping our focus on what is important, glorifying God. If we are doing those things, then there's a whole other section of curses that are exact opposites of the things that he'll bless you. But it says, if, then. And we just thank God right now just for the ability to come together. And we just thank God. We just thank God just for the opportunity for his word. We thank God for Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. We thank God just for his wisdom. We thank God for his knowledge. We thank God for his instruction. We thank God just for allowing us to hear this morning. Thank God we receive it right now. And as we go through our day, God, we just pray that you continue to keep us safe and just allow us to continually walk in your purpose. Again, my name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry, Talk with Trinity. You're welcome to email me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. Again, you are welcome to call 704-333-2446 or 336-675-0075. And you can schedule an appointment. You can come in, and we look forward to hearing from you and talking with you again on our weekday edition, Thursday morning, 8 to 8:30. Please send in all of your requests for information. And we just bless right now, and we just thank God in Jesus' name. Have a good rest of the day.